She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
In 1993, I was hit by a bread truck on my bike, and I was told by a friend that I should go to a chiropractor. Now, I had never been to one before, but let me tell you all, it really, really helped. Andrea, do you have experience with chiropractic?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of chiropractic. I actually did it once a week when I was pregnant. I've taken my kids. Anytime my kids get an ear infection, I take them first person I go see is my chiropractor because it helps to clear out the ear canal. So yeah, huge fan. And I love chiropractors.
Yeah, it's so interesting. There's so much more than just, you know, neck and back pain. My example was pretty extreme there, but it did help. And we've got the wonderful Dr. Fab. He is a regular here on Naturally Savvy. Today, we're going to talk about chiropractic safety and efficacy. And if it's right for you, I sure think it is. Hi, Dr. Fab.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good.
We are good, thank you.
Well, as you know, this is one of my passions for life because when I was in pre-medicine, I was studying, I wanted to be a medical doctor, and I was rear-ended, and I ended up in a hospital where I have volunteered. And I asked the orthopedic surgeon if he could help me, and he said, you know, I can give you these painkillers and anti-inflammatories, but you should really go see my chiropractor. And I went to that office and I that afternoon, and I can tell you that I asked the patients that were there. And one was there because they had asthma. Another one was there because they had a herniated disc. Another one was there because they had allergies. And they kept mentioning all these specialties. And I said, how can one doctor help so many people? And I realized that when I started chiropractic care, it changed my life. I mean, I was feeling better than ever because it did something that most traditional medicine treatments don't do, and that's to restore your nerve function. And as much as you study science, you realize that when your nerve system, your brain, your spinal cord, your nerves are working properly, then the body is able to heal naturally from the inside out.
I love that you say that, Dr. Fabi. You know, I want to kind of jump right into something that's, you know, that comes up quite often, especially I find with people that aren't as educated as we are when it comes to chiropractic. So, you know, I was at the dinner table not too long ago and my father-in-law was here and I was telling him how I, you know, go see a chiropractor quite regularly, and he was, and his first initial reaction was, oh, you know, it can hurt you, it's harmful. And it has, sometimes it has a little bit of a negative connotation for people. So let's clear the air. I want you to, you know, let's talk a little bit about why it happened in the first place. Why did it get a bad name? And let's provide the true facts.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because of all healthcare providers, chiropractors have the lowest malpractice insurance. And, you know, malpractice insurance companies are not going to give you low rates if you are high risk to society. But I think where the perception comes is very simple. It's the fact that when you get adjusted, especially in your neck, even though right now we have techniques that are very gentle, like activator and, you know, that little gun that makes a little clicking sound and some others that are just fantastically gentle, what happens is that when you see these movies where people are snapping their neck, then all of a sudden you think that's going to happen to you, and that begins a little bit of the concern. And then there's been a couple of cases throughout the United States in which patients have claimed that chiropractic was the cause of their stroke. So we did a right. whole inquest of all neurologists, orthopedic surgeons, and what they found is that that was not the case, that chiropractically typically was not the case. They just happened to have a stroke while they were in the chiropractic office. And many of these people were already prone to stroke. And if you think about it, you know, when you see that many patients, especially the baby boomers, you're going to get some instances in which something happens. But if you look at the safety record of chiropractic, I don't think anything can come close to it because we do natural. We don't use any pharmaceuticals to help the body facilitate healing.
Dr. Fab, I think so many people think it's about, you know, it is about aligning the spine, but you mentioned, you know, the nerves as well. Talk to us in more detail about why that's so important to make sure that all the nerves are functioning correctly.
Well, and it's so interesting because sometimes when we talk about the spine, right, everybody thinks chiropractic are the spine specialists. And we know we do a lot of education on the importance of posture. But the latest science right now and what's so exciting is the brain function. Like, we never had sophisticated equipment to measure brain function, and now we realize that the brain is the computer center of your body. It's the one that is actually commanding the rest of the body how to respond to stress. And when your brain function is not working well, when your brain is not producing the right type of messaging and chemicals and behaviors within the body, what happens is that the body breaks down and it gets sick. And now they're finding out, and it's so interesting because Dr. Daniel Amen, which is a psychiatrist in California, did the largest study recently on the differences between men and women's brain and how important it is that we have a healthy brain function. You know, so it's just exciting because what we do in chiropractic is that we allow the nerve expression to not have that interference within the spine. So whenever we adjust you, we gently adjust your spine, then your body is able to function just like if you have, let's say you have a hose, right? And you have a rock inside the hose and the water is not going to be coming out easily. But you remove that rock and now all of a sudden that is, you can see that the nerve is functioning properly.
So would you say, Dr. Fab, that chiropractic will be a great complementary, complementary form of treating someone as opposed to its own form of treating someone? Or would you say it could be both depending on the circumstance?
Well, that's very good. Because right now, remember, this Affordable Care Act is trying to move the nation from a sick care system to a health care system. And the main emphasis is the fact that we want to move towards prevention. Well, we've been living in a sick system for so long that most people don't know how to do that. And chiropractors has a great percentage of their patients coming in not to get well, but to stay well. So I do think that chiropractic is essential for a preventative measure, but also I feel that it's essential for somebody that just went on surgery, but the pain is still there, or somebody that their system is not working, but they can't find a reason why on a physical level, so it may be neurological in nature.
Now, Dr. Fab, Andrea mentioned in the beginning about bringing her kids to the chiropractor for ear infections, and that's something that I've heard about too. So like I said, I mean, you and I ended up in it because of accidents, but there's so many things that can help with.
Well, it's interesting because I can tell you that my second patient in clinic was a patient that had arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis for 27 years. And after 6 weeks of care, she went back to her rheumatologist and the blood test was negative for the first time. And within a year and a half, she regained complete function of her joints. And then the pediatric part of chiropractic has grown so much because children respond very quickly to chiropractic. And most of the things that we have studies and evidence is the fact that we do help within ear infections, but we also help in asthma and allergies quite a bit and very big in colic. I mean, I can tell you when my brother had his first child, mom went to visit and she called me and she said, "Oh, honey, I'm enjoying this grandbaby, but I haven't slept in 4 days." And I said, "What's wrong, mom?" He said, "Well, the baby keeps crying all night long because of colic." So I sent my brother to a chiropractor that afternoon and the baby stopped the colicking that same afternoon and never had colic again. And we hear that all the time from our patients.
Yeah, that's terrific. I mean, you know, my kids call it popcorn. So whenever we go to the chiropractor to make it a little less scary, when they hear the pop, they call it, "We're going to have some popcorn right now." So my kids love it. And, you know, funny enough, Dr. Fab, unfortunately, we're out of time today. But really quickly, my story is my son hurt himself. He fell not too long ago playing soccer. And he came to me and said, "Mom, I think I need some popcorn." So I've trained my kids, which is so great to hear, that they are now requesting it when they hurt themselves. So they know that, you know, how effective chiropractic is.
Well, I think children, the beautiful thing is that they're going to be very honest with you when something helps them. And you know, the number one response to the adjustment on children is laughter. They just laugh afterwards. Oh.
I love you. Yeah, they do. And I love it. Well, Dr. Fab, as always, the time just goes by way too quickly when you're on. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.